To Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. Julia here. Now, the Royal Banking Commission recently exposed some deep-seated problems, some might say corruption, in the commercial banking and finance sector. I'm joined now by Daniel Ziffer, ABC journalist and author of the new book, Wanch of Bankers. Thanks for your time, Daniel.
Lovely to speak to you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. So, you covered the Royal Commission for ABC. What was it like to see it unfold firsthand?
Well, it's pretty shocking. I mean, I've been a journalist for a long time and you don't tend to be surprised by that many things. But I'll admit that while we didn't think much would happen, there have been so many recent inquiries into the financial sector, but a lot happened. There's no way around that. So much appalling behaviour was found. And it really, in some ways, wasn't the shock of what we heard in the witness box of people trying to explain away fairly horrendous behaviour, but in the kind of quiet moments, in the emails that were exposed, in the minutes of meetings where decisions were made, you really got to see bad decisions and the kind of culture that led to them.
For sure. And so what would you say was the most, the single most disturbing fact you uncovered in writing your book?
Well, I think it's very hard to go past a company where they have meetings and agree that it's okay to charge life insurance premiums to people that they know are dead. You have to kind of unpack that in so many ways that people would sit around, they would have meetings, they would draft memos, there'd be a bit of back and forth, and they'd decide that this was the best option, this was the best thing they could do. I mean, you really got a sense for everyone listening that so many times if you had have been helicoptered into the room and had explained to you what was happening, you would have said, no, this is completely impossible. There's no way we would make this decision. But in so many cases, the wrong decision was made.
And so what do you think you want your readers to take away from your book?
I think the thing is, when you look across the breadth of banking and financial services, it's a thing that you have to interact with, right? If you're going to have money, you can't keep it under the mattress. If you want to buy a home, you have to get involved with financial services across your life. And if you work, you've got superannuation. But who's looking after this money? And are they making the best decisions for you or are they making the best decisions for them? And so much of what is required is that people take a bit more care with their own finances. Look, if you haven't done any maths since school, it is a bit complicated. It's a bit boring. It's deliberately made difficult. But you need to ask the questions, what's that fee for? How much am I getting back for that? And what happened to that account? You need to keep on top of these things because it's your money. And really small decisions will have a huge impact.
For sure. And just lastly, what's next for Daniel Ziffer?
Oh, well, first I've got to go around and explain the book title to a lot of people.
Yes.
You have to kind of walk them through it. keeping on being a TV business reporter with the ABC, you'll occasionally see my mug there and just finding out bad things. Sadly, news is generally things that are not good. So if you know of not good things, please get in contact.
Well, Daniel, congrats on your book again, and thank you so much for your time on the show today.
Lovely to talk to you, Julia.
Thanks, bye. Bye. That was Daniel Ziffer from the ABC talking about his new book called A Wanch of Bankers, talking about the Royal Commission into the banking sector. Definitely pick it up if you see it in a bookstore near you.